بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We will turn to surah after إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ, which is known as surah Al-Ma'un. Turn to it. So in Surah Al-Ma'un, which we explained already, majority of the Surah, Ma'un, that Surah name has that meaning. The Surah's khulasa, summary of the Surah is, when does a person know he really has Iman or he doesn't have Iman? It's not like how we and you think that that man's a disbeliever and I'm a believer. This Surah is saying, have you seen the one who's a real disbeliever? يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. That he might be saying, I believe in the year after, but his actions show he does not believe. Have you seen the one who denies the recompense? That is the one, يَدُعُ, who pushes away, who drives away the orphan. And he does not encourage, يَحُدُّ, the feeding of the poor. So a person who believes in the year after, he knows that he will have to answer. When he understands, I will be standing in front of Almighty Allah, a lot of changes come in his life. One is, remember these two actions, pushing away the orphan and not encouraging to feed the poor, is not haram actions. If an orphan comes in front of you and you say, go away, it's not haram, but it's a sign that your heart is hard. What about haram actions? A man who does haram without any worry, he is also a person whose actions show he doesn't really believe in the year after. That is why the person who believed, for him it was said, وَأَمَّا وَلِمَنْ لِي فَوَ مَنْ the one. وَلِمَنْ for the one خَافَ, who fears. From خَوْف. For the one who fears. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَام. Like how is it? قَائِم مَقَام الْفَائِل. مَقَام standing. For the one who fears standing in front of Allah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. One of the one whose fears standing in front of Allah, Jannatan, he will start with two gardens. He will start. Some said in this world he'll get his own garden. Meaning in life, wherever he goes, it will only be a garden for him. And one garden in the year after. Some have said no, in the year after, yeah, he'll get his peace, but in the year after, when it starts, normally you always start with one. Almighty Allah in His kindness will start always with two. Jannatan. Some have said that two means many, many. You'll start with many because sometimes in the Arabic language, two means many. But this waliman khafa, for the one who fears. A person who does haram without thinking. This surah is to say to him, the man who pushes away the orphan, Almighty Allah said, he doesn't believe in the year after. So what about the one who does haram? Although you will say, I have an aqidah, my aqidah is there's something called the year after. But your actions show you don't really believe it. So ara'aita, what have you seen? What have you seen means ponder deeply, think about it. It might be me, it might be you. And if it is, then immediately it must change us. Qualities he has, he pushes away the orphan, yadu'u. He does not encourage the feeding of the poor. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, we're not speaking about non-believers here. Fawail. Wail means destruction. Woe, they call it. Destruction to the one who performs salah. Yus musallin. Meaning what? Just like how he said, I believe in the year after. But it was an outside sentence. We needed the inside to also be with it. Similarly, one is a person's outside, salah. I'm here in the masjid. But, an salatihim, with regards to his salah, he is heedless, sahun. Someone had to force him to come there. If that person wasn't forcing him, he was not there. If he was busy playing a game, And a person walked past, he said, you're going to read your salah. They said, later on. If no one stopped them, they never came. Allah Ta'ala said, he also got the outside. He got the salah. But inside, his inside shows he still has not believed in the hereafter. That for him, salah is not really something important. It's just, if I have to do it, I'll do it. Whenever I can escape, I'll escape. Those who, from their salah, are heedless. Alladhina, those who, this word yura'un is from the same word ara'aita. Ra'a means to see. Ra'a, you just put an alif there. Ra'a means to see. Ra'a means to make somebody else see. We call it show off. Those who do good to be seen. Or those who just show. So if they do a good action, their inside itself is showing you don't really believe on the day. Remember, day of Qiyamah is called the day of recompense. The day when you're going to get paid. The day when Almighty Allah will say that if you did anything for anyone else, then today go and find that person. And ask him, can he pay you in the year after? Don't come and ask me because you never did it for me. A person says, Allah, I did it for you also and for him. Almighty Allah will say, I like actions done only for me. If you can bring an action done only for me, I'll give you such a reward you can never imagine. But if you bring any action done for me and for somebody else, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, I do not like partnership. Shirk is called partnership. Shirk. When we translate shirk, we normally say, one who associates partners with Allah. But see that word partner. When we say it, we think of a Hindu. We think of a Christian. But you can associate a partner with Allah, not in ibadah, that I worship you, but in admiration, that I do for you, and I also do so you will admire me. I also do so you will look at me. That is also a shirk. That's why the verse I taught you, the last verse of Surah Kahf, which if you're reading it at night, you'll start waking up nicely for tahajjud. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. The one who is desirous of meeting his Allah. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Let him do good. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. In his worshipping his Allah, let him have no partner at all. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, those who do to show. And now the surah has its name. وَيَمْنَعُونَ مَنَعَ يَمْنَعُ means to stop. Let's read this verb. Read with me. مَنَعَ. Look at my finger. Now everyone put your finger with my finger. مَنَعَ. Right, now I'm not going to read. You're all going to look at my finger. As my finger moves, you're all going to read. Start. مَنَعَ. Now, let's try mudari. It starts yamna'u. Read. Read. This one is yamna'na. Amna'u. Namna'u. وَيَمْنَعُونَ and they stop, and they withhold, and they prevent. مَانِعٌ is the ismi fa'il. A man who stops somebody else, مَانِعْ. مَانِعٌ مَانِعَانِ مَانِعُونَ. Feminine, مَانِعْ. مَانِعَةٌ مَانِعَتَانِ مَانِعَاتٌ. Let's read this one. Read with me. Mani'un, mani'ani, mani'una, mani'atun, mani'atani, mani'atun, mani'un, Mani'ani, mani'una, mani'atun, mani'atani, mani'atun. That's the person who stops. And the one who is stopped in Arabic, you put a meme always before. So the word is mana'a. You put a meme and a waw. You'll get something called, like how we call maf'ul. You did maf'ul bihi, maf'ul fihi, maf'ul lahu, maf'ul mutlaq. On the scale of maf'ul, if you put this word mana'a, you will get mam nu'un. Like daraba, you will get mad rubun. Fataha, you will get maf. Tuhun, sami'a, you will get mas-mu'un. So you're only putting a meme at the beginning and a waw, second last letter. So let's try one word with mam-nu'un. It will be the same. Mam-nu'un, mam-nu'ani, mam-nu'una, mam-nu'atun, mam-nu'atani, mam-nu'una. Atun. Read with me. Mamnu'un, mamnu'ani, mamnu'una, mamnu'atun, mamnu'atani, mamnu'atun. So mani'un, one man who stops. Mamnu'un, one person who is stopped. Daribun, one man who hits. Madrubun, one man who is hit. Fatihun, one man who opens, who conquers. Maftuhun, something that is opened. Al-bab, the door, maftuhun, is opened. These people, the last quality that shows a person doesn't really believe in the year after, they prevent yamna'una. They stop, they hold back, they withhold. And now the surah has its name, Al-ma'un. Ma'un means, here he writes, simple assistance. Ma'un means something that is so small that you don't even feel hard to give it. You don't lose out. It could be salt. In a house, salt is something that is not expensive at all. And it's always needed in a small amount by the neighbor. So the neighbor comes and says, can you give me some salt? By giving salt, nothing in your kitchen will get less. A little water when there's lot water, that's called ma'un. Something small. It's not going to harm you. A smile. To smile at someone, it's not going to harm you. Someone says, I need a pen. And you got a pen. He's just going to use a little ink. But suddenly you look the other way around. You don't want to give him. A man becomes so stingy, That which is so small, the surah is al-ma'un. Ma'un means something insignificant. But when a man loses the thought of the year after, he becomes so stingy. He reaches the heights of harshness that if an orphan comes in front of him, he pushes him away. If he sees somebody else hungry, forget he feeding the person, he can't even tell his wife, his worker, his friend, can you give him something? He can't. It's against his nature. If he has to be in the masjid, forced in the masjid, you will find he doesn't want to be there. And if he has to read that salah or do any action, his thought only is, I am doing it because my father brought me. I am doing it because the madrasa forced me. I am doing it because that man is looking. He'll never do anything for Allah. And the last is that which is insignificant. It's not going to harm him. Even that he does not give. And he holds back. He withholds simple assistance. These three actions. And then this salah is something that happens in our life every day. If you find your heart becoming so hard that you got no love for the orphan, then you're in a major problem. To prevent it happening, you start immediately with showing love to even the one who's not the orphan. So you never ever reach there. Second, wherever you get the chance, you feed and you encourage others to feed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first words when he entered Medina Munawwara, he said, Afshus Salam. Afshus Salam, make salam common. Because salam is that thing where you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. When you tell someone, I love you, peace be upon you, that man is not an orphan. But when you're showing him love and kindness, you're definitely going to show the orphan love and kindness. So, afshus salam. He said, make salam. Spread salam. Who you know, make salam to. Who you don't know, make salam. Afshus salam. Then he said, wa at'imu ta'am. Number two, feed. Wa at'im from ta'am. At'im, feed. Wa at'imu ta'ama. Feed. If you start feeding, you're definitely going to encourage somebody else. You also feed. أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ And perform salah at night. وَالنَّاسُ And the people, whilst the people are fast asleep. Because the man who's performing salah when everyone is asleep, he won't be the one who is unmindful from his salah. He won't be the one who is showing off his actions. He is reading salah when no one is looking. So this, afshus salam will take you away from being a person hard against the orphan. At'imu ta'am will take you away from being a man who can't encourage towards feeding. Sallu bil layli wan nasu nayam will take you away from being a musalli who performs salah or from his salah. He has no thoughts. He is completely unmindful. And if he has to perform salah or do any action, he does it to show. By you performing salah at a time when everyone is sleeping, you are definitely not heedless. And you are definitely not doing out of show. If you get these two, three, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ You will enter into paradise, بِسَلَامِ With peace. You will definitely not be the last man. وَيَمْنَعُونَ Who withholds simple assistance. Rather, you will become more and more generous. You will start giving. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan used to give so much that they used to describe him. He was like the wind that would blow. As the wind blows and it just takes everything with it, dust also goes. And the wind doesn't get stingy and say, he used to spend so much. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us understanding of the surah. Now of Kufaz, before we close our Quran, are all going to read one time. We're going to look at our translations and we're going to try and take the meaning of the surah, after which, inshallah, tahajjud will come in our lives. Charity will come in our lives and love and kindness to the weak will come in our lives. Start.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون
ونريد الذين هم And there we will pull there. Supposed to pull also, and in the meaning also you can see that pull. Those people who from the salah. That's the last thing to be unmindful from.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu bid-deen. Fadhalika alladhi yad'u al-yateem. Wa la yahuddu ala ta'amil miskeen. فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون
صدق الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.